fast lane, moving like a freight train, looking for a good time. Lord, I wanna get mine. I don't give a damn what anybody thinks about me. I'm a D-I-V-O-S-E to believe. Yeah. I'm a whoo. Tequila, gonna drink it, I'll make a little hay. Thank God I'm free. I'm gonna tear up this town, I'm gonna turn into rubble. No time for crying when you're looking for trouble. And I don't give a damn what anybody thinks about me. No, no, no. I'm a D-I-V-O-S-E, it's a belief. Yeah. I'm a D-I-V-O-S-E.
You're listening to WHFR Dearborn. This is live from Studio J. It's that time again, of course. It's 5 o'clock live performance. Excuse me. Okay. Excuse me again for a second. Okay, that hasn't happened before, but that's all right. Live in the studio, we have Jeremy Porter and the Tucos. Can you hear me, gentlemen?
Yeah, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. It's just one of those things that every DJ fears.
You all right in there?
Yeah, when I went to speak, something got caught in my throat dry, and it's just like I couldn't do it for a second there.
It's like Hello Cleveland.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, well, that's what you got to do with live radio, right? No edits, no goofs that can be fixed. Anyway. Thanks again for coming down.
Thanks for having us again.
All right.
It's always a pleasure.
My pleasure, too. All right, we might as well get started. We got quite a few songs to play for our listeners' pleasure. I see a little notes there as far as, like, breaks. Did you want to do the songs and then the break?
Oh, I don't care. Whatever works for you, you know. I just... It's just basically a list for us, so we can stop in between or however you want to do it.
All right, well, why don't we do it the standard way, I guess. Let's just play a tune each and then
sure.
Talk for a second. All right, so we're going to start off with Walk of Shame. Huh?
Or not, it's all the same. This
regrets, no time. No walk of shame. Time you grew to be so cold. The emptiness you feel inside has got to be getting old. You leave behind something to behold. Explain to me just one more time. Be so cold. Sometimes you don't.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Jeremy Porter and the Tucos. Forgive me, we probably talked about this before, but it's been quite a while. The name Tucos, where did that come from?
Yeah, that's the Eli Wallach character from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Ah.
So yeah, he's the little fat dude, right? He's the ugly of The Good and the Bad and the Ugly.
Yeah.
And when this band got together about 8 years ago, when we were going back and forth at names, and that's the hardest thing to do is to name your band. And
yeah.
We were thinking about this and that, and one guy suggested the Mortimers, because that's the Lee Van Cleef character, right?
Oh, you know? Okay.
Tall, handsome guy, and so we're like, oh, that'd be cool, and we Googled it, and sure enough, there was a hardcore band out of Poland called the Mortimers. So we couldn't use that, but
okay.
Then I just kind of went down the line, well, what about the Tucos, and... you know, it was available, and there was not yet a character on Breaking Bad called Tuco, so we were golden at the time.
At the time, but you came first, so I mean, you're safe, you're good.
I don't actually know if we did, but
there's no physical resemblance to the Eli Wallach character either. By the way,
he was actually a very good actor. I liked him.
He was great. Yeah.
No, physical.
Yeah. No, he did a lot of great things. He made it to a ripe old age. He just died not too long ago.
Yep.
He was already in his 90s, so. But then Eastwood, he's getting up there too himself.
You think? Yeah. He's got a new movie coming out, though.
Yeah, that France 1517 mm-hmm. or something like that.
Yeah,
he's staying behind the camera nowadays. Cause
yeah, it's all right.
He's 87, I think, in May, so, I mean, he's not exactly, you know, the type of person that's willing to do any role, you know. I mean, it's got to fit his... age group.
Well, so you're saying we're probably not going to get the third part of the Every Which Way But Loose trilogy anytime soon?
Probably not, and I think Dirty Harry's out of the question.
Yeah.
But
he milked that one. We got five of those. That was probably too many.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, they hit him up more than once over the years, and mm-hmm. he says, no, I'm too old for that. Sorry, yeah. You know. There's a point when it becomes ridiculous. All right, why don't we keep it going? Let's see, Huckleberry.
So this, I guess, this kind of even fits in with the theme that we're talking about, because I get asked, you know, where did you come up with that? And everybody says, is that from the line in what was it, Deadwood? Was that the movie? Tombstone, right? Where Val Kilmer, you know, he uses the Huckleberry line, and that's you know, honestly, that's not really where it came from. It's more from the Huckleberry Hound cartoon.
That's what I thought of first.
Yeah, but people always ask me about the Val Kilmer reference. I'm not sure that the song would exist without the Val Kilmer line, but that's not where it came from.
So. Okay.
And there's a line in the bridge that may or may not be about Ivanka Trump.
We're hearing tracks from your brand new one.
Yeah.
Don't Worry, It's Not Contagious. I've heard that one before.
Trust me.
Yeah, okay.
It's contagious.
So this is your new one. It's released on GTG Records, is that correct?
That's correct, yeah. This is our third record and our first record with GTG Records, which is DIY artist-run label out of Lansing.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're real thrilled to be working with those guys this time around.
How'd you hook up with them?
You know, we play a whole lot of shows, and we met those guys who are in this band called The Plurals probably about 2 years ago, and we did a run of shows with them and some other friends of ours. Just sort of built a relationship with them, and it made a lot of sense. I mean, you know, the seeds were planted early, but the more we go around doing this thing, the more we realize that good things come out of forging relationships with people, and this is one of those situations.
Okay. Yeah. All the planets were aligned then.
Yeah, just great people, and we have similar goals, and we get along well. We're friends, which is probably the most important thing, and it's just a pleasure to be in that company.
All right. Great. Okay, why don't we hear some more then?
Thank you.
live from Studio J with Jeremy Porter and the Tucos, playing tracks from their latest Don't Worry, It's Not Contagious.
Getting warmed up.
Yeah, we're getting there, aren't we?
It takes longer because it's so cold outside, you know.
Oh, man. I could have spring right now. I'd be okay with that.
You ready for it?
Yeah, I'm ready for it. I was looking at the news last night, and we're already, as of yesterday, an inch away from our average for the entire season as far as snow goes.
We're getting nailed tonight, too.
I know, so we're going to pass that up. That takes me back to the old days when every winter was winter.
We got friends down south listening, I think, and I don't think they're feeling too sorry for us right now.
No, I got a friend in Florida. She had to post the weather. It's going to be 79 today, and I'm like, you.
is that the whites then down there? Right?
Yeah. All right. We got lots to play here, so why don't we keep it going?
All right.
I saw you sitting such a lonely cyborg, a little shifty and empty kinds of smoking cigarettes and wiping your nose. Watch you fighting every urge to cry. Just watch you fighting every urge to cry. Thank you.
You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Jeremy Porter and the Tucos. All right. Let's do another one. What do we have here? Something new?
Yeah, this is, I think, the last song on our new record, and so this is a line I stole off my buddy down in Lexington, Kentucky. His name is Minx, and his girlfriend came up to him, his wife came up to him and said, "I was looking for you," and he said, "I was looking for you too." So I don't know, that caught us as funny, so we wrote a song about it. This one starts with Gabe on the drums.
All right. Something new. I really like that one. That's cool.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That's the Rockabilly song on the new record. One of them, anyways.
Yeah. No, I can definitely feel that one. All right. We'll finish off with Jeremy, but why don't we go around the room, introduce yourselves, what you play, who you are, maybe a little personal, like single, married, kids, whatever. Whatever you feel like talking about.
Police records.
Yeah, let's not go there.
Well, you could give an alias if you want to do that, you know.
Yeah, I am Patty Two Shoes O'Harris. Been playing bass for a few years now. I've been in I was here once before in a band called Sons of the Gun, probably 10 years ago or something like that, and I think we've been here together with these guys. I joined after the first album, so I replaced a guy who was difficult to replace. In fact, I didn't replace him. I just took his place, which is different.
You just took a blackjack to him in the alley and said, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't quite like that. Yeah, he had to deal with some, you know, he wanted to spend more time with his family and so on, which I can totally understand. I did that myself at one point, but...
me too.
No, he's just, he plays differently than I do. I couldn't possibly literally imitate him. He's a really good bass player, and obviously he added a lot to the band, both to the music and the, you know, the mix of what they do. So, but yeah, I live in Ann Arbor. I've got kids, but they're long gone now. They're grown.
Me too. You got to love it, right?
Door don't swing both ways.
No, hopefully not.
No, they're great, but yeah, you know, they got to fly on their own.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that's my story. I play guitar as well, but bass in this group, yeah. Try to do what I can.
All righty.
I'm Gabriel Doman. I've been here the whole time playing drums, and I, yeah, I'm very short with my words.
Ah, okay. So you were just waiting for Jeremy to come along, and then you got started, right?
Sure, something like that.
No, he used to. What's your other band?
I've been in a bunch of other bands.
Yeah. Notably the Hot Walls.
Okay.
I might have heard of
Gabe's
that.
A man of few words, but the words that he has sure do count.
Yeah, yeah. Some people are like that.
He's like that with his notes, too.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that, you know? A lot of great musicians, same way, you know, especially guitarists. Sometimes they can say more with one note than another guitarist can do with a whole strew of lines, you know?
Totally true.
It's convenient because I only know one note.
Hey, yeah,
works.
So works perfect for you. And, of course, last but not least, Jeremy Porter.
Yeah, that's me. I, you know, I write these songs and play the guitar and sing them, and these guys make me sound good, and they... you know, they don't screw up as often as I do. So I lean back on these guys all the time and have been for a long time.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's fun.
All right. Let's get to another one.
All right. Well, now that I think this is appropriate, now that we've done introductions, this next song here is a song that wasn't really one that we really thought stood out on the record, but people seem to have gravitated to it quite a bit, and it's getting played on the radio and on podcasts and shows, and I'm kind of surprised it's taken on a life of its own. Mm-hmm. But the song's called Patty's Not Impressed, and it's about Patty over here, and it's about all the stuff that Patty doesn't like. And we drive around this country in a van a lot, and we spend a lot of time together, and we get to listen to Patty, you know, moaning about everything.
It's
this
not
and
everything
that
I don't like.
Let's be fair, it's most things.
Just 99% of everything.
No, not
that's
even
all.
Close. Just a fraction.
So this is about Patty and the things he does and doesn't like, and what it's like driving around with him all the time.
All right.
Chicken on a bone, Percocet or the Ramones. Patty doesn't understand why we're always playing last. Patty doesn't understand. Well, Patty's got this thing for Iowa, cornbread girls with makeup on, dirty queens with dirty knees. He knows what he likes when he sees. Patty's not impressed. Patty doesn't always want to know when the tracks have begun to the Growler show. It's fun and games until it's time to go. We'll be right back.
opening band, even though they did their best. Even though they did their best, Patty's not in.
No, I'm not surprised people are latching on to that one.
Yeah.
That one kicks some butt, too, there.
It's 2.5 minutes of sheer testosterone.
There you go. Get in there and hit them hard. And nothing wrong with that.
We got to switch guitars here real quick.
Oh,
okay. I can still hear
you. Okay. All right. So, yeah, like I said, I could definitely see how people would like that one. That's one of my faves off the release as well.
Thanks. Kind of tells a story. Paints a picture. It's funny because not everybody who hears it understands that Patty's in the band. Like one review we got said it was like talking about a waitress at a bar or something. Like they had their whole own different angle on it, which I think is actually cool. You know, it's fine that people do that, and it's just been kind of funny to hear some of the reaction about people's different takes on it.
Oh yeah,
if they only knew.
Yeah, if they only knew. Of course, if we had to go through what you have to go through, maybe we wouldn't.
Oh,
but.
My God. You have no idea.
It's all good, though.
It is.
You guys must get along. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to tour like you do.
Well, you know, and we're probably older than a lot of the bands that you have in here. But that's one thing that I've learned over the years, and I think we've all learned, is that the hardest thing about being in a band, especially a band that travels a lot and does a lot of touring, is just getting along. And I mean, if we've all, I think, been in situations with bandmates who are just difficult to deal with, and you know, over the years, and it's an unsustainable thing, you know. And there's a lot of great bands who break up because of that, and people don't always understand it. But I think we do get along. We're all kind of on the same page. We know what's going on. We're musically, we're all aligned. We all have a really strong work ethic, which you have to have, because I mean, God knows there's not much money in it, you know. So,
you're not doing it for that. You're doing it for the groupies, right?
That too, yeah. That too.
You sure meet a lot of really nice people out there, though. I mean, musicians are a good ilk, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, some of them got problems, but mostly I could say I have friends now in so many different cities, and it's a shame because I come home and tell my wife about it, and she's like, yeah, it's great.
Whatever.
I wasn't there, and I can't, you know, I want to take her there and introduce her to all these people.
Yeah.
Someday I will. but yeah, they're really nice people.
She probably wouldn't get it either, you know. My girlfriend's like that. She doesn't understand, you know. I mean, I'm not a musician, but I get to deal and hang out with a lot of different musicians, and that's what it is, getting to meet a lot of great people and socializing and all that, and, you know, it's nice. And when all is said and done at the end of the day, we all have something in common. We love music.
Right.
And some of these people are so talented, too. That's the thing. It's inspiring and kind of lifts you up, and when the bar is raised a little bit, you know, anybody who challenges you makes you play better. So.
Yeah, definitely. I feel you there. All right. Ready?
All right. This is probably the oldest song that we're going to play today. Maybe. But this song takes place at Christmas time, but it's not really a Christmas song. It is a true story that takes place up in Marquette, Michigan in the December of 1986.
Well, I was wondering if you'd go with me to the Christmas dance. That other guy, you know, he just wants into your pants. With my buddy Joe, he'll bring his truck and this girl he knows. I started counting down the days. The moment she said yes, got a jacket and a tie that goes just right with your new dress. Pick you up at 8 and meet your mom and daddy too. Take our picture, he'll bark at me. Get her home by 2. That was pretty cool. I never thought I
seems like yesterday. What's the point of wishing it gone down a different way? Blame it all on circumstance. All I know is I missed my chance. Never gonna go to another Christmas dance. That other guy you know just walks into your pants. And I was wondering if you'd go with me to the Christmas dance. That was pretty cool. I never thought I had a chance. I never thought I had a chance. I never thought I had a chance at the Christmas dance.
WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Jeremy Porter and the Tucos. All right, so that went back to 86, huh?
Well, the song doesn't go back to 86, but the story that the song was written about took place in 1986.
Okay.
I was just a young, handsome punk rocker up there in the UP, freezing my butt off and chasing girls around, and that's, you know.
You were old enough to chase girls in 86?
Barely. Yeah, I'm aging myself here.
Wow. You don't look it, that's for sure.
It's that UP air. It's like formaldehyde.
You stay in dark-lit rooms, the gray doesn't show up so much.
This is true.
Like bars.
That's what I love about bars. They can't see all the wrinkles.
It's one of the things we like about
Thank God.
All right, let's keep it going.
Picture of you standing outside your brand new house with a smile on your face. Now tell me, what's all that about? Cause this will probably lead to nothing. It's a long way back beside. But did you ever want you? I took us just a minute. Sunny south, but did you ever stop to think that maybe I'm better off without? You're laughing and you're smiling and you're funny little ways. It was a long way back, yeah, funny how this hole in my heart to your car. No, I've been gone so long ago, so far. Stood it like this, nothing wrong. Didn't even care. Moved along and we left our story there. Someday you'll come home to find me. Door.
Blossom will want you to stay. Miss Blossom, I wish that you were here. Miss Blossom, I wish that you were here.
Little Miss Awesome.
Yeah, that's off the first record, right?
Okay. So that was a few years ago.
That would have been 2013, Partner in Crime.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we still have that one here.
Yeah, we came in, I think, shortly after that came out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, God, time flies. Whew. All right.
I think we skipped one, so we'll go back to that one now, if that's all right with you.
All righty.
My set list.
So this will be Avenues?
Yeah, then? Avenues Are for Heroes is the name of this song.
Okay.
Also a new record.
The avenues and the side streets where sunset, that's a dimmer day, ain't it? There's some pretty girls outside in line, get into the bars. I'm not sure what we've been doing here, the decision to come was ours. You've always liked to make an entrance, cause attention is your thing. Words they flow like whiskey, but they don't have any sting. Find yourself a little nervous when it's time to close up shop. Sing one ear and out the other when you're told it's time to stop. Might have been a little more under different circumstances. A little bit of romance makes me wonder if we ever stood a chance. Well, you can justify your silence when you're young. Years of holding back. On the street, you and I were a little too proud to worship at their feet. We tried our best to not act impressed, foolish, God forbid. If avenues are for heroes, then streets are for the dead. If avenues are for heroes, then streets are for the dead. If avenues are for heroes,
all right, WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. All right, going to try to squeeze in a few more if we can.
Yeah.
All right, little guitar change and tune there. That looks like both of them. All right, so...
So we get older and we can't sing these songs in the same key, you know? It's like We have to tune all of our guitars down now because we're...
You got to go lower than you used to, yeah.
It's a little trick I learned from Paul Stanley.
Oh, a few of them, Robert Plant, same thing, yeah. They can't reach them high notes like they used to. There's a couple that can do it, but not many.
You know, some of these songs were actually recorded that way, but it's just such a pain to do it live, so we never did it. But
yeah,
we've recently been working on that. And
You don't have the union guys to hand you the guitars as you change songs, you know?
We do, but, you know, they're out in the crowd looking for groupies and scoring drugs.
Then they always miss their cue, don't they?
They do. It's, you know, they don't miss their cue when it's time to get paid, though. I'll tell you that.
Oh, that's
right,
for
in
sure.
Line for that check next at the end of the night.
Uh huh. And when the groupie says, "Be at my room at 11:30," they're there at 11:30.
That's right. You know, I don't know what is what.
We don't know anything. We don't know anything about that.
We're open to suggestions on how to remedy this this behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah, this might look glamorous now, but it rolling does. In a tin can down the road with smelly people, it's not that glamorous.
This is the maiden voyage for my new guitar amp, by the way. It's the first time it's left the house.
Oh, wow. So,
yeah.
Okay.
It's doing all right.
It looks like it's comfortable.
Fits pretty well. All right, boys, ready? This song's called "Don't Have to Ask Twice," and it's the first song off side two.
You don't have to ask me twice to come home. I've been waiting on this corner all along. Don't have to ask me if I'll be good, even though I never tried. I just know that I could. Next time when you get me out, then please think you know I'm good for you. Give it time, man.
Nice ending there. Cool.
It's pretty. That's the boys working over here.
Yeah, for a change,
that's
right?
What they get paid for.
You mean there is money left over after you paid the union guys to hand you the guitars?
I don't know if I'd say left over.
All right, well.
You wanna do
It's getting close to time, though. Can we do a double whammy there?
Yeah, we got one quick one, which is the title track to the record, Don't Worry, It's Not Contagious. And then we got probably a little bit of a slower, drawn-out one that you can probably roll the credits over.
Okay. And then thanks again for coming down.
Thanks for having us. You know, it's always a lot of fun. This station is so supportive of local music and local musicians, and that's not lost on me how cool that is that you guys do that. And a lot of other stations just don't do that. Not only here in this area, but all over the country. You know, it's really hard to get any sort of radio stations to pay attention to you, and you guys have always been super supportive of me and of us and of the things that we're doing. It really means a lot. It's really cool that you guys do that.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome. Appreciate our it. Pleasure, as always. Real quick, any shows coming up that you want to talk about?
Nothing local. We're hitting the road pretty hard starting in March and going through the end of June. We've got a whole bunch of shows booked, but nothing local. I'm sure something's going to come up, and thetucos.com is our website, and tour dates are always kept up to date. So I'm sure we'll be playing local, and you know, we're not hiding out there. We're easy to find, so people can keep up on it for sure. But you know, we just wanted to come in and make sure everybody knew about the new record and has a chance to pick that up. And again, that at thetucos.com you can find the link to where to buy it and all that sort of good stuff.
Alrighty, let's do it.
Thank you. non-commercial radio from the campus of Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn.